Good morning, good morning, good morning. How have you been? Please answer me, how have you been? Have you been good? Which country are you living in? Are you living in the greatest country in the world? It is called Nigeria. Nobody can take Nigeria from us. Yes, now. Is that not the truth? We refuse to give up. We have a country that God gave us. We will maintain and sustain it by the grace of God. We will deliver a better country to our children. Yes, now. Have you not heard? Did you not hear what the Bible says? He said a good man lives what? For his children's children. They don't give up. That is the meaning. Men don't give up. They fight for their rights, for what belongs to them. We have a country called Nigeria and a president called Muhammadu Buhari, and he will do good in Jesus' name. I say, Buhari, you will do good. I declare concerning you, Muhammadu Buhari, I say you will do good for Nigeria and Nigerians in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. I wanted to speak good concerning Nigeria. Because that is our country. Let me tell you something. I listen to news a lot. And they said in the United States of America, since the beginning of this year, up to date, they've had 257 mass shootings. In fact, they were predicting that in the U.S. they're going to have a bloody summer. What is bloody summer? People shooting. Go to anywhere, just shoot people. And they are dead. So the devil is on rampage. Wherever you want to run to, make sure you are standing on the solid rock. Praise the Lord. I'm not saying don't go anywhere. UK, Canada, everywhere. You know, sometimes people get to UK, and when they talk to me, they say, sir. I say, no, no, sir. The challenges of UK is different from the challenges of Niger. And the one of US is different from the one of Niger. Everywhere has their own challenges, and including ring road, for all you care. They have felele. They have challenge. They have ring road. They have felele. They have orita challenge. Anywhere you go to. Orita Mary, praise the Lord. The good Lord will bless you. May his face shine upon your life. In the name of Jesus. I want to relax this morning and let's look at a few things in the Word of God. You see, the Bible was given to us for all times and all seasons. And I keep saying it, the greatest gift to mankind is the gift of the Holy Spirit. The greatest gift to mankind is the gift of the Holy Spirit. And my prayer is that the church will know the Holy Spirit. Because a very, very gentle spirit, it doesn't argue. That the church will know the Holy Spirit. Because God knows the answer to all the questions that you can ever think about. Last week I was talking about dimensions of faith. I'm still going to be talking on the same topic, dimensions of faith. Faith has many facets. Beyond what we've ever heard. Beyond what the greatest teacher have ever taught us. Beyond what we can ever understand. That is why the Bible says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. So what is it about this faith that they are talking about? That you can't please your Creator without it. Think about it. Say, but without faith. The Bible talks about unbelief in the Bible. And it's a great sin, unbelief, that you see. It's like English word, but very complicated. Unbelief. How do you imagine that you tell your son, no, go to school, I will pay, send your fees next week. He say, Daddy, I won't go. Because I'm not sure you will send it. How are you going to feel? How will you feel? You'll be asking yourself a question. So he has no confidence in me. So I can't even talk to you. You know, our sons, our children will not do that to us. They will even cooperate. Even after that one week, if you didn't have the money, they will still cooperate with you. They will still believe, okay, maybe something happened. That's why the Bible says, but without faith, it is impossible to please God. Very, very impossible. Absolutely impossible. And when you cannot please God, I'm not saying you cannot enjoy the sovereignty of God, though. I'm not saying you cannot enjoy something, but there are some things that you may not be able to assess. And not because those things have not been given to you. Like we're going to see this morning. Now, I spoke about this woman in the Bible called Rahab last week. You know, sometimes there are some people in scriptures that if you are not careful to dig into their activity and their action, you can just gloss over it. And the Bible always, when they put the name of Rahab, they did not try to erase her past. They said the harlot. So if somebody is talking about your past, don't bother. You know what? He said, in the New Testament, they say Rahab the harlot. In the book of James, James used two examples. He used Abraham. Just look at Abraham. And the second example you can find is Rahab. You'll be looking at that level. Abraham, long. Then another example is Rahab. So what is it about Rahab? I think that was not enough. In the book of Hebrews, before time does not permit them to write details of other people, they mention Rahab. So this morning, can we just let's go to Rahab. Joshua chapter 2. Let's go to Rahab. What is it about Rahab? Joshua chapter 2. I hope I'll be patient to read all the chapter before I begin to talk, but I know I will not be patient. Because some things are staring at me. Verse 1. Now Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, go view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into an harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. Verse 1. Espionage. You know what? I don't care which warfare you want to fight. You must understand the principle of espionage. But that was how the Allied forces, they won the Second World War against Hitler. Espionage. You know what? It is not about your muscle. It's about the information you have about the enemy. That is why, as believers, we must understand the weak point of our enemy. Espionage, it is called. When you read scriptures, Jesus dealing with the devil, you must know how Jesus dealt with the devil. You must know that he said, I see the enemy, devil fall like lightning. You must understand this information. It is a secret. The Bible will not define more than he has defined it. Guess what? You know why he won't define it more than that? He gave you a brain. The brain that you went to study to have first degree, second degree, third degree, you become a professor. Now, all the volume you consume, how can you tell me that we are not intelligent to define what the Bible is saying? Without spies, you will not win war. Even now. That is why everybody is always saying they are spying. America says Russia is spying. Russia says America is spying. China says America. Everybody must spy. If you don't know the strength and the weakness of your... Let us say the strength of your enemy is 200 kg. And you are just presumptuous. And you want to go to war. And you carry 50 kg. What is on? Should be when you know it is 200 kg and you have 50 kg, what will you do? You will run. Kini? Acquire what? So you carry 50 kg. I can overcome. And the 200 kg force is coming against you. Who will help you? Heaven will say you don't have brain. They gave you brain to think. That is not when to fight. That is when to flee. Like Joseph. There are times you don't fight. Kini Musa. You live to do what is evil to fight again. They said the warrior that knows how to advance and doesn't know how to retreat is a pity. I can conduct more jatio monsa. Yeah, you don't face warfare that you can't overcome. You are presumptuous. Remember the source of Skepha. Ha! They said, come, devil. In the name of Jesus, that Paul and Joe, they're casting the devil's smile. Said, these people have 2 kg. They are coming against 20,000. How do we feast on them? It's the voice saying, come. Paul, we know. Jesus, we know. Identify yourself. They first allowed the man to do ID. Show me your ID. No passport, no driver license, no national ID. Do you know that you have an identification? Spiritual ID. But you have capacity also. There's some word that you can't cope with. That's why you regroup. That's why you belong to a church. He said, I will build my church. He didn't say, I will build my pastor. I will build my servants. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. And Joshua did something very, very intelligent. Remember in Numbers 13, how many people did they send to go and spy the land? 12 people. Only 2 brought in good report. So Joshua sent 2. He didn't send 12. Can you learn from your past mistakes? Can you learn from the mistake of your parents? Can you learn from the mistake of your past? Can we leverage on information that we have, both spiritual and physical? If you don't understand how to leverage on information, you know what we trade today is information. That's what we trade. And it's all about it. The advancement of mankind is based on information, period. You can even trace it to the 18th century. When they started writing in symbols on clay, some of them were preserved. So, you are not trading information. You do have information. Some of people don't even know their past. Some of you don't know the medical record of your parents. Okay, why did this happen to them? Maybe some of them have high blood pressure. Maybe they have. You can do something about it. Maybe I'm going to get there. That is information for you. Joshua remembered that when they went to spy, 2 of them brought the report, I guess. So he didn't send 12, he sent 2. And it was the report they brought that made them spend 40 years in the wilderness. Everybody say to yourself, say I'm intelligent. Say I will have spiritual intelligence. Yes, you need it. So he sent 2. So when you are approaching an issue, what about you? What is your foundation? What information are you trading? What mistakes don't you want to repeat? Somebody said to me, I said, what did you do family life? I said, very simple. I look at my parents, my father, I look at what they did. And I look at what they did wrong. And I did the opposite. Very simple. And I've had the conversation with my dad before. Many a times. And I can't change my dad. Can I change him? But I can change myself. Praise the Lord. Are you in church this morning? Are you sure you are in church this morning? I want us to understand that we are talking about life here. I can get into the biology of life very soon. So that you understand it's not a question of religious stuff. No. You need information.
Joshua was smart. He needed to correct past mistakes. He knew what happened, how God came down. And God said to them, Moses, let them return back. And they spent 40 years and all of them, they lived their normal life. God forbid. Can you imagine that somebody is doing like this? You think you are doing like this. And you are walking. You are doing like this. You are doing like any other law. That's why, my brother, my sister, please, make sure as you leave, you advance. I'm not saying gather money. It's good to have money. But what are you using the money for? Now, what influence do you have? How many people have you influenced in your life? You are already 50-something. You are 40-something. You are 30-something. How many disciples do you have? How many people can stay in life if not for your leadership? I'm not saying your money you give alone. How many people can say, thank God for keeping up with us? How many people can say, we are committed to character because we can see you? That's living. The other one is existing. So that is why you don't go to, if everything you want to do in life is about convenience, when it's not convenient for me, when it's not clinical for me, and when, you won't have impact. Everything you see today, from the light bulb to camera to everywhere you are sitting on, it's about the inconvenience of people. People made up their minds to go the extra mile for humanity on behalf of God. And we are where we are today. Do you not see the kind of country that we have today? So who is wrong? All of us. All of us. Ask yourself, what are you doing to make things better? What impact do you have in whatever area that you have? That is what is called living. The other one is existing. Impact. Are we in church this morning? No, are we in church this morning? I say, praise the Lord. I say, praise the Lord. Please, please, and please, I need to tell you something. Check your life. If God has not sent people your path over the years. I remember Uche, you were there. When you were walking, please sit down. She had worked with me before. Young lady, very tall, beautiful. Uche, pretty lady. You can ask her what kind of relationship we have. You know how many young girls have worked with me in this life? That is Uche today in the worship team of the church I pastor. How does that connect together in life? If you are a man given to weakness, you are just doing what you like. You take advantage of them. Something must be wrong with your psyche. Hello? I can't hear hello? 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 Yes! They don't have to talk to us about human rights before we know the right of human beings. We naturally must understand, we give people, we must not talk about human rights. We must not be an oppressive people. Nigerians, we are oppressive. We boss people. We take advantage of the weaknesses in our system. Somewhere else in the world, touch a lady and grab her hand anyhow. She will say, you have done something to me, and he can sue you. Is that when we should behave? So it is not God that is making you to behave, it is the system that is making you to behave. We are misbehaving too much in this system. I say, praise the Lord. I can you say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. Joshua was a great leader, and he understood the mistakes of the past, and he corrected it. So he sent two men. He didn't send 12. He didn't send 4. Because 2 of them gave a good report. So 2 is a very good number to send. Himself and Caleb. When the other 10 gave an evil report, ratio, that's ratio 1 to what? Yeah. Are we in church this morning? Put your hands together for Jesus, please. Thank you. I'm saying to you that faith has dimensions. I'm saying to you this morning that God is good and his mercies endure forever. I'm saying to you that in spite of everything around you, things can work in this Nigeria. Because God has men like us in this nation. So things must work. Men like you and I in this nation. So things have to work. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, behold, there came men hither tonight of the children of Judah to search out the country. Verse 3. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thy house, for they be come to search out all the country. Verse 4. And the woman took the two men. Listen to me. In life, you know what they call the helper of destiny. What did I say? Ah, you need the helper of destiny. And let me tell you something. If you are available to be the helper of destiny of other people, people will be available to be your helpers of destiny. My helper,
oh yeah, there is something that makes me come into your presence. My help.
This woman was their helper of destiny. Just imagine the spies have looked down on Rhea. She was a harlot. So they have every reason, because Israelites, God has given them commandment and they were going to destroy Jericho. They, if they said they looked down on her and say, useless woman, useless. You are a sinner. You are everything. The harlot was the one that saved them. Helpers of destiny. Do you know what? Many people are looking for helpers in some high places. God can put your helper in low places. Depending on the kind of help you need in your life. Have you forgotten the maid in the house of Naaman? They call them, you know what they call them, helper of destiny. They do something in your life that affects everything about you. This woman is a national destiny helper. It did not help two men, it helped the nation. That was why in the New Testament you saw her name mentioned twice. No matter what God has told you, you need men to help you. God gave them the land. Why don't they go and possess the land and not apply common sense? That was the common sense of the warfare of those days. Excellent. It's a partnership between us and God that makes deliverable accessible. You don't deliver without bringing your own counterpart funding. If I may use that word. No matter what God has told you. Even your health. Maybe I will get that very soon. I've had the privilege of studying sciences. Do you know that they said we have a second brain? They said we have second brain. Do you know our second brain? Huh? Our gut. The stomach. They say it is second brain. Do you know what it has? Our stomach has 100,000 billion bacteria. No, 100,000 billion. They said the bacteria inside one man is more than the whole stars in the galaxy. In your stomach. When scientists and doctors, when they get frustrated that there are some ailments they can't handle, they get frustrated. So they started returning back. So eventually you will get back to God though. You know, when I studied them, I said, okay. So, wisdom. You see, the stupidity of man, the pride of man, you are coming back to God. And they said those bacteria, when some of them are missing, you are susceptible to sickness. In fact, including obese. You won't believe it. Obesity. Including cancer. In fact, they are looking at Alzheimer's disease now. Through it. So they did a research. They say in the West, some of those bacteria are missing in them. So they have to come to Africa. So they now went to people that were living the way they were supposed to live. They found out that most of them, those bacteria are still complete in them. So they are doing the research now, trying to put bacteria back in people, if it is possible. I won't tell you where they get the bacteria from. You will laugh. Doctors will know. I don't want to tell you. You will laugh. Because there is a startup now who is collecting those things they get bacteria from in US now. And they say people are going to be using as pill. Because there is a disease in US that kills 29,000 people every year. They said the only remedy to it is putting the bacteria back. Bacteria. Isn't God wonderful? Isn't God wonderful? Isn't God marvelous? In fact, there are more bacteria in us, there are cells in us. Information. You want to live long, my brother, my sister, yes or no? God said, with long life have I satisfied you. But you need to be informed about what to eat, what not to eat, what to do, or what not to do. Your helper of destiny can be somebody giving you information about your life. Do you know that the food we eat inform ourselves what to do? When you get to our stomach, it's broken down to molecules. That's what our cell can absorb. There are some cells that have gone haywire. You can trigger the activity of by the food you eat. It was researched. Colon cancer. That African American living in America, 1 in 2,000 will have colon cancer. They now came to Africa. Africa living here, 1 in 100,000 will have colon cancer. Men. Why? Diet. What we eat. For details, you can see Dr. Folashere's for details of the conversation. I'm just telling you this morning that, let me tell you something. Now, when the Bible told them, he said they went from nation to nation. There was no feeble among them. Do you know what happened? God only told them secrets of living. Do you know that there are some secrets when you know it, you will live long? When you do some things, you can punish some sicknesses. Lifestyle changes. You want to live long. For example, this morning, myself and my wife, we have washed our car this morning. We washed our car, we cleaned the inside, we did everything. Can you imagine? I don't use a driver, but you can use a driver. Maybe you are traveling for too long. But when you are in town, do you know what happened? There are some things that you respond to when you are driving. You know, in Nigeria, driving is different from driving abroad because of the Okadas. The kind of signals in your brain, the kind of thing that come up in your brain. You know what? Yeah, when you are using a driver for a long time, you know what happens? All those signals will be sleeping. When I get to the factory, for example, and I want to carry something, they say, let's carry it for you. I say, hey, don't carry it for me. That is, you are not doing any for work. I say, how many hands do you have? They say, two. How many do I have? He said, two. Let me carry this thing. Now, you live in AC car, AC house, AC office, and you sit down from morning till night. Change your lifestyle. You will live long in Jesus' name. I said we will live long in Jesus' name. So, a path of destiny. The woman took the two men, hid them, and said, thus, there came two men unto me, but I wist not where they were. She changed the conversation. Ah, I pray for you. There will be people that will hope breathe for you in life. In the name of Jesus. Everything that God will do for you in life, don't forget you need men. No matter where God wants to take you to in life, no matter that level, no matter that point, that is why you cannot afford not to be good to men. You cannot afford not to be a good person. No, you cannot afford not to be a forgiving person. But she had brought them up unto the river six of the house, and hid them within the stalk of flax, and she had laid it in order upon the road. And the men pursued after them the way of Jordan unto the ford. And as soon as with the pursuit after them were gone out, she shut the gate. Verse 8. Now, look at what they want to do. Let's read together. Verse 8. And before they did what? She did what? Not so fast. They want to sleep. Which sleep? Just imagine if Rahab did not negotiate with them. They would have saved her. Yes or no? But she wanted more than that. That's why God said, bring forth your strong arguments. That's why God says, lay your request before me. They wanted to sleep. After everything, the woman said, not so fast. Ha! After everything I've done. You know, before they said, the reward of teachers are in heaven. Have you heard it before? Are we not reaping the results in Nigeria? The word of teacher. So our best brain are not teaching again. And when your best brains are not teaching, what are you going to have? In some countries, the best of the best of the brain of them are teaching in primary school, secondary school, preparing their children for the future. So please, when you talk about Nigeria, don't think about one President Buhari. Think about all of us, the way we think. Say, not so fast. No. And God said to you, bring forth your strong argument. He didn't say bring your request. He said request, but bring your strong, what is strong argument in court? Now, brother, they can tell us, a lawyer that does not have a strong argument, you can have a very good case, but you can lose your case. So that is why the Bible says, it said, put me in remembrance of what? My word. Now, what do you want from me? Can you tell me, put me in remembrance of my word? Can you tell me exactly what I've written? It's not as if God has forgotten his word. But God wants you to understand his word and bring the argument to him. Lord, no. No, I cannot die. You said with long life, have you satisfied me and show me your salvation? No, God, you have to show me light at this end. Some of us are living our life as if Nigeria is all about our destiny. That there is nothing better than Nigeria for us. I'm saying to you this morning, you can prosper in Nigeria. I say you will prosper in Nigeria. I say you will prosper in Nigeria. Bring forth your strong argument. When you look at the case of Rahab, it was a nation that was supposed to be destroyed. It was a nation that would be conquered. A nation that God has given to other nations. But she said, no matter what, I'm going to eat the best of this land. She negotiated. This morning, my brother, my sister, I'm going to be stopping here. But I want you to understand something. Faith is not passive. Faith is what? Faith is active. Everything about faith is possible for you to accomplish. When God said, I have satisfied you with long life, that is what God has said. He said, I've given you the land, Jericho. But just assuming that Joshua said, God has given us the land, so let's just wake up one morning and go. It doesn't work like that. No. He started by sending two spies, espionage. Bring forth your strong arguments. What do you say you want me to do for you? Now, when you want something from God and you are not qualified by... people say, the wealth of the wicked are stored for the righteous. I say, it's a statement. How do you attract the wealth? What capacity do you have to be able to attract that wealth? Oh, you are doing a business. And you said, God said, we prosper me. I said, fine. But do you know what happened? Maybe technology has sacked your business. What are you going to do with your life? You are going to be quoting scriptures when you have what it takes to go and learn, unlearn and relearn. You said, I'm a contractor. Fair enough. How many contracts are available again to be given? One contract, 800 people will be buying for one contract. Maybe one person will collect it. What about the 790 or 99? Can't we have the paradigm shift the way we think about prosperity and abundance? And you are working in an organization, and now they are paying you. You are enjoying life. So what is it when they said go tomorrow? So there is no plan for go tomorrow. There can be go tomorrow. So you don't understand what you have to put in place. Now, even if you work in an institution and become the oga patapata, you know what happened? Your children cannot inherit your position. But when you build a business, your children can inherit your business. So sometimes some of us, when they said go, it's a blessing. People are crying about, they have sacked me. What did I do? They have sacked me. No, that is a blessing in disguise. If you understand what we are talking about. So, believers, I want you to understand today. Anywhere you find yourself and you are waiting for retirement, don't be retired, because you will never be tired before you are retired. So, what happens when you are retired? When they tell you to go, what are you going to be doing? Remember the parable of Jesus. He was talking about one servant that the master said should go. He had to be looking for other people. He said, creditors, what do you do? You know, why are you not building relationship now? So why are you not thinking that they can tell you to go tomorrow? Why can't you be thinking about what you will do to survive? Why should your level change and come down because they say you should go? When you've been there for 10, 15 years, you saw the way they do business. Don't you know there is a training ground for you? Quite a number of people that have left us. I'm always excited when I see that they're doing well. Quite a number of our staff have left. They are still working for us like part-time. Because you know what? That is part of my CV. How many people have I trained? How many people have made it through me? How many people can say that I left that man and this is where I am? Is that our culture in this nation? And that's why we learn from each other. Look at the Igbos. Somebody is serving them. You will serve. And when you are going, they give you what? You understand the business and they set you up. If we do that in Nigeria, don't you know that we will prosper? So let's copy what is good as a church. Don't ever say you have a business and your business is this big. I ask you the question. How many people are you bringing up? Don't tell me you have influence and you are the only one that have influence. How can you be, can we be an affluent church if we don't understand the principle of raising the next generation? And I'm talking about raising. And I'm talking when you raise people, they are going to offend you. How many people are working with you now that where you've left, some area of business have left it. And I think you can go and explore those areas. I've left those areas. And you know, when they come to me, you know, they come to me with big stories. Somebody says, sir, I'm doing this project, this is this one. And when you look at the value of that project, I've said, don't do it like this. Don't go this direction. This one is not going to work. No. This one, so they are comfortable coming to me. Are you in church this morning? Are you in church this morning? I am talking about faith. Can I ever be short of people? Absolutely impossible. I've raised people. People that are doing what I'm doing. Quite a number of them. People that can come to me for advice. Quite a number of them. You know, sometimes
One of my staff got a job and went to do it, and I know. So he came back and I told him. And I didn't sack him. Why must I sack him? What's my problem? Don't I want him to prosper? I didn't sack him. You know what I tell you? I have one of the most faithful workers that you can ever think about. Because they tell each other everything. Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. If we are going to be servant of God, we must understand the principle of the fact that we know how to raise the next generation. We must understand the principle of the fact that faith informs us to be great and raise leaders. Faith informs us that when I'm doing something, I can raise other people. That's what faith does. Look at this issue. Look at this situation. Look at from Moses to Joshua. The Lord will prosper you. I said the Lord will prosper you. In the name of Jesus. Remember the Bible says, I'm young, I'm old. I've never seen a righteous man forsaking or a seed beg bread. That is the meaning. It's not only seed of the children you have given birth to. Men that you have raised. Men that have grown through you. Men that when you are supposed to give up on them, you never gave up on them. Men and women that they can say to you when anything is happening. Sometimes. I remember one day I was coming on the express. And we had an issue with our car. And I called one of our staff. It was there at night, very late. They got there. They located, they must find me. I pray today that in your life, you will find a part of destiny. I also pray that in your life, you will be people's helpers of destiny. In the name of Jesus. I want there to be a paradigm shift the way we look at God and faith. Let us be men that people say it's more blessed to do or to give than to receive. Make up your mind that the business you do today, you will raise people. Just imagine that you raise 10 people, I raise 10 people, somebody else is raising 10 people. What's going to happen to Nigeria? That's what we are talking about. You can complain about boys, yahoo, yahoo. You can complain about they don't want to work again. They don't want to do anything again. I said, fine. But we have to make up our mind to help them. Are we going to help or not? Are we going to help or not? Can we put our hands together this morning for the King of Kings and Lord? Let's put our hands together this morning. Put our hands together this morning that Jesus is Lord. I want us to rise up this morning. Please, can you lift your hands to God and pray to God that you'll be profitable? Say that you will be profitable. That your business you do will move to the next generation. That the business will not die in your own generation. Profitability is not only the fact that people are getting born again. Profitability is our good works found everywhere. Everywhere across. That is faith. That's how to build a nation. That's how to build a people. That's how to build a church. It's not only when we pray and fast. When we pray and fast, fear enough. When God has promised us fear enough, but we have to do the work. We have to make up our minds. Can we pray for the blessing of God upon your life this morning? You know, when you do the right thing, you don't have to struggle in prayers. I'm telling you. Oh, pray for the blessing of God upon your life. Pray to yourself this morning that you'll be a good friend. that you'll be a good neighbor. There will be a good boss or a good leader. Everybody under you, they will have a testimony about your good works. Yeah. Pray to God that everybody working under you, they will have a testimony about good works. I want us to pray this morning that we'll stop complaining about people. Yeah. We'll stop complaining about people. We start investing in people. We start believing God for people. We start asking God for grace to raise people. It is never easy. It is not easy for God to raise us. Men suffer for some of us to be raised. We too have to do likewise. In Jesus' name we are prayed. Please can we lift your hands to God and let us pray together this morning. Father, here we come, O God. Lord God of heaven, you have not called the house of Jacob to seek you in vain. We've read in your word how you've helped people. Please, O God, help us. Holy Spirit, please help us. Father, this morning I pray for everybody before me that you send them their helpers of destiny. In the name of Jesus. I pray also this morning that all of us become helpers of destiny of men in the name of Jesus. Father, bless us, O God. Let your face shine upon our lives in the name of Jesus. Everything that we do will not die in our generation. Oh, Father in heaven, we will move everything we do to the next generation in the name of Jesus. Father, we worship and adore you, O Lord our God. In Jesus' name we pray. I pray for you for sound health. I pray for sound mind for you. In the name of Jesus. You will not die. You will live to declare the glory of God in the land of the living. In the name of Jesus. Can we share the grace together this morning? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. The love of God our Father. And the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Say surely to somebody.